So finally, I just want to set out one or two implications for Buddhism in the West and for the Western Buddhist order. So we have going on in the West, albeit so painfully slowly, a kind of process of awakening, a learning from the consequences of our own actions that's pointing us to deeper truths. This has largely coincided with the arrival of Buddhism in the West. But I think the question for Buddhism in the West, well, how do we respond as individuals? How do we respond collectively in our practice and communication of the Dharma? And the nub of the question, I think, in a way, is, well, how can we help? How can we help this bigger process of learning, this awakening that's becoming crucial even to our survival? And I think immediately that suggests a different perspective, perhaps not the old FWBO perspective of us being a sort of small band of people who are trying to import a tradition into the West, but in a way part of a much bigger process that's taking place, a process that we can help, that we can strengthen and inspire by being part of it. This wider process is what Joanna Macy has come to refer to as the Great Turning. And she thinks this is already taking place. In fact, it's gathering momentum. And it consists of all those people, individually or in groups, who are engaged in a shift from an industrial growth society based on positivistic, materialistic science to an ecologically sustainable society based on a vision of interconnectedness. It consists of people preventing further ecological damage, of those involved in building alternative structures, and those involved in bringing about a more fundamental shift in worldview and values. So this shift is happening. You can see it in all sorts of ways. And well, perhaps it should be seen on a par with other great shifts, such as the agricultural revolution or the industrial revolution, perhaps greater. And the communication of the Dharma has a natural place right at the heart of that great turning. Out of compassion, because that's where we can effectively, very effectively alleviate suffering. Also because I think, well, that's where the transformative cutting edge of our society is. That's where the energy is. If you want to know where the opportunity for transformation lies in a society, look at its deepest fears. And I think when we ask, what is the question to which Western Buddhism is the answer? Surely we can't ignore that overarching crisis. What is it to live a truly happy and meaningful life at a time such as this? I think the Order and the FWBO already are at the heart of the Great Turning. We are already a massive force for good in the world. Looking at it by ecological criteria, we exemplify the ideal of community very strongly. In a way, we are an international peace movement. We promote spiritual practices that tend people towards awareness and metta and material simplicity. We communicate ethical values whose very basis is respect for life. And we communicate the Dharma whose effects are beyond calculation. So we've got a massive amount to offer this great turning. And I think we are offering it. Perhaps, though, that could be even greater if we did one thing, and that is just make a more conscious connection, a more explicit connection between our practice and the state of the world. The flavour of the Dharma as practiced in the FWBO remains very much influenced by Bhante's lectures given in the late 1960s, and he suffused those with the great ideas of Western thought, of the individual, of evolution. And these remain as pertinent as ever. At that time, ecology, well, it was a child of the 60s. It was still an infant. And I think it's fair to say that while there are some references in Bhante's writings to ecology, by and large, ecology kind of missed the FWBO bus. So I think there's scope for ecology to succeed its older cousins, the individual and evolution, into the mainstream, into what we teach at centres, into mitra study, ordination preparation, into our ritual life. Drums are not compulsory. Ecology is the great gateway for the Dharma in the West, and it would be tragic, I think, to ignore it.